Gives me a great honor to introduce our next guest. He has been my friend and your friend for many, many years, along with his partner, Jake Comer and Dan Ludwig. I call upon Jake at this time to give you a little talk, as Jake normally does.
Thank you, Gordon. Your Dominion President, my good friend Neil, spent a couple of years, great visits up in the States. To all members of Anavet, guests, ladies and gentlemen, my friends all, before I embark on a talk, someone else would say brief talk, but I don't know what that word is, if you don't mind. Yeah, well, dear's right. There's an order of business that I think should be conducted, because as I listened to the reports here today, Quebec was having trouble deciding whether they were going to handle the convention or not. So I make a motion that the U.S. unit hold a convention in Honolulu, Hawaii. And Dan Ludwig, you will second that motion? All right. All those in favor? I never asked for the other one. And I was a little confused. I'm going to take this and place it down here.
I'll take it to you.
This one.
Yeah, you bet you would.
When we went to Unit 283 the other night, and we saw that display of the nuns coming up on the stage. My sister-in-law is a nun, my first wife's sister. And it brought back memories of the skit that you're trying to perform. Not trying, you did. The only difference is I learned a new meaning of shoulder to shoulder. I was in Houston, Texas at a convention with the American Legion some years back. My children were very young at the time, in fact. So we went to stay at the convent. Margie happened to be stationed in Houston at the time. And they would go to class every day with the children, whatever age group they were in. And we would go off to our meetings and at night to our banquets. And one night, one of the nuns said, "Jake, if you get back early, we'll have a pajama party." I says, "Oh, that's all right, good." And we got back early, and there they were, all sitting in the community room in their pajamas. They had the wine and the cheese all ready. And that's why I could appreciate what happened the other night. But it got to be about midnight, and one of the older nuns, we had our rooms on the first floor of the convent, and she had to go up three steps, and as she got to the landing, she looked back and she said, "Jake," they were all from Ireland, they were all in Irish order. They said, "Jake," she says, "you don't walk in your sleep, do you?" I said, "Well, sister, I do, but it's not your turn." So you see how much I enjoyed the other night. And as Neil and Gordon and Bob Castle and all will know, that when you come to the United States at the Anna Vickers breakfast twice a year, the one thing that many of the members pay $40 for the breakfast is to hear a few jokes. So if you don't mind, I pick this one out for you all. And it's about a couple aged 67 who went to the doctor's office. The doctor asked, "What can I do for you?" The man said, "Will you watch us have sexual intercourse?" The doctor looked puzzled but agreed. When the couple had finished, the doctor said, "There's nothing wrong with the way you have intercourse," and he charged them $32. This happened several weeks in a row. The couple would make an appointment, have intercourse, pay the doctor, and leave. Finally, the doctor asked, "Just exactly what are you trying to find out?" The old man said, "We're not trying to find out anything. She is married and we can't go to her house. I am married and we can't go to my house. The Holiday Inn charges $60. The Hilton charges $78. We do it here for $32 and I get back $28 for Medicare." No, I don't want one of yours. You ruined us one year you came. You thought that was bad. You should listen to him. But anyway, before I give you some brief remarks, I will. I must at this time express to the full command and to many, many of you, and I just can't remember all of the sympathy cards that I received. When I said to the BC command that I would be here in 2 years, God willing, it's what I meant. Because 2 years ago, my wife Elsie was with me, and today she is not here. Because a month ago, I buried her. She had a stroke for 4 months, left side of her complete body was paralyzed, and she would never walk again. But you all were so kind. During her illness, she received 800 get well cards and 200 emails. And upon her death, Anna Vett was one of the 40 individuals that sent flowers to her funeral. And I can't count how many sympathy cards and masses and letters of appreciation that I received from all of you, so I really sincerely express my gratitude. You're truly representative of shoulder to shoulder. The listening to many of the marks here this past week and listening to the reports, I really can't decide whether they're any different than what we have in the States. We're a little larger, so we do it in a much larger way. Many have asked about the representation of Anna Vickers, Army, Navy, Air Force veterans in Canada, US. We're over 50 years of age right now. We roughly have approximately a little better than 1,200 members, and we're growing every year. Do not be afraid that we will take over, because I don't want to be Dominion president. But what we have done together, because again, listening at the units in the evening, there were members here that were not aware of what we do in our scholarship work. We have roughly 10 scholarships of about $1,000. And one that's we're very proud of, I'm very proud of because I instituted it, when we come up with another scholarship in the name of Dan Foley, who many of you know so very well. And when the executive board met to establish the Dan Foley Scholarship, I made an amendment that the recipient must be a direct descendant of a member of Anna Vett. And that's what we have that scholarship that you should all know about. How you apply for it, I don't know. Someone, how do you, I don't know. It's nothing to do with us. We don't make the selection. It's made up. I don't even know how you make the selection. But the point is, I want to let you know about that scholarship. I'm getting to feel old, Betty, because you joined a month before me. But we'll keep plugging along. The problems that we face together is no different. Our national commander next Tuesday, and I'll be with him in his presence when he will make his presentation before the Veterans Affairs Committee of the Congress of the United States. We present to him our package, things that we're interested in, and he better listen. And I ask you to do the same. You've listened to many speeches here in the last 3 days. Put them on record. Appear before them as a unit, together as one command, together with the Royal Canadian Legion, together with all of your organizations, look them straight in the eye and say, we're tired of your rhetoric, we're tired of your speeches, now deliver. Because I know when it comes to pensions and comes to other things, I couldn't believe that at 65 they cut you off completely. We had the same problem in the United States when if you had a pension after serving 30 or 40 years in the government and received a retiree's pension, and sometime through those 40 years you got a disability because of the service, and you got a 10, 20, 30, 50, I don't know what, 100% disability. So when you retired, then the pension was reduced to one pension. We have the same problem. And we went to the Congress with, that was one of our major issues one particular year. We took that one issue and said, this is it. They overturned that. It's now those, not there yet, now it's those with over 50% disability completes and keeps their pension. We're still working on the 0 to 50%. But it has to be a job that we all do. So you're no different. Because remember, you're wearing that uniform out there of an organization that's proud, that's been here for a very long time. And Canada and the United States should not balance their budget on the back of our veterans. Memorial Day comes and Memorial Day goes. The politicians in our states, they come to the microphone on those two important days of Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And they tell us what great Americans we are. And in some cases, 363 other days of the year, they don't give a damn what we do. Well, we remind them why, and you have your own remembrance days. We now have two serious ones, December 7th, 1941. But what I remember when I had the opportunity to visit Honolulu, Hawaii, and so many people out on the beaches of Waikiki, but I remember the day the Navy took me out on the tender to the USS Arizona. And the oil is still there and is still seeping from the bottom. And in 27 feet of water, you look and you see the deck of the ship of the Arizona. Still, that's not important. What's important is the 1,027 proud American men that are still living in that ship since December 7th, 1941. That's Memorial Day to me, and that would be Memorial Day to you. And you have your own remembrances, I'm sure. And then we have 9/11 that was remembered throughout the world. When people understand what's happened by those bastards in Iran and Iraq, and excuse me, but that's the way I feel, when so many got up in the morning, had their breakfast, and never knew they would not return. But we of the American Legion have done something, at least for those men and women that are serving in Iran or Afghan, Iraq, anywhere they are at the present time. Any child of any man or woman that was killed in action since 9/11, we pay their complete college education. We have a new group that's joined us now, along with our auxiliary and our sons. We now have the Legion Riders, motorcycle riders. We have a group in each, anyone that wants to join within each unit. Then at convention time, many of them, in hundreds, get on their bikes at a point, whether it be New York or San Francisco, and they drive to the convention site. They stop along the way and they pick up money for that scholarship fund. And this year they turned over to the national commander over $600,000. Ladies and gentlemen, knowing freedom, loving freedom, being part of freedom is within your body and soul and mind. It came home clear to me, and I've had some opportunities that I wish many of you had, only because of how we operate as national commander. I was only home 21 days that year. We did all 50 states, 16 of them four times, and 18 countries in the one year. And I had many visits that reminded me of why we are an organization, why we should work membership like we never worked before. You should establish some of those American Legion membership priorities, if you would. You go out and get 50 new members, you should have a private jacket called a Gold Star Award sweater or jacket. Gives you some incentive to do it. I heard some 4 and 5 year units that have excelled in membership. In New Jersey this year, we presented an award to a post that has completed their all-time high each and every year, one more than the year before, for 60 years. And I guess someone out there could do it in a better, I say, more membership awards. I would like to see more awards here, because we must continue our organization. It shall not and will not die with how you feel about freedom. In 1990, I was honored with an American Legion band from Waltham, Massachusetts, when I led the Veterans Day parade in Moscow. As I marched down the street in Moscow, and people 7 deep on either side, I've never seen the likes of the crowds yelling, "Freedom! Freedom! America! America!" And yet we think of them as communists and bad people. They have the same blood that you and I have, and they want the same feeling. It's the politicians that run the badness in government, not the people. At the end of the parade, Dottie Hill played for about an hour and a half with bands from Poland, Germany, Russia, playing the Saints Go Marching In, all together. You don't have to look at any music. They knew what it was. They played it together as one country. And I'm watching the television years later when I saw the people marching on Russia marching on the Kremlin yelling, "Not yet, not yet, no more." I had to believe that some of those people were in the crowd in 1990 in Moscow, listening to freedom, listening to what it's all about, marching to their country. And it worked because they have some sort of freedom, but not the greatest, but they have something. Because when I visited East Berlin and went into the stores and saw nothing on the shelves, and it's all in West Berlin, being there the day when they tore the wall down, I was proud of that moment. And I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to be right here at your convention each year, knowing that I have beside me the greatest of Canadian veterans that could ever be shoulder to shoulder with us. Because when we hear, we forget. And when we see, we remember. It's when we do, we understand. God bless you all.